Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Rollover leads to vehicle fire. Driver arrested for DUI. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Late Friday night, a man was taken into custody for driving under the influence after his vehicle caught fire following a rollover on Austin Drive. According to Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, upon receiving a report from a 33-year-old woman of a 2001 Jeep engulfed in flames on her property at approximately 11 p.m. on March 8th, deputies and personnel from the Campbell County Fire Department were dispatched to Austin Drive. Reynolds said that the fire was swiftly extinguished once emergency responders arrived at the location. After the fire was successfully controlled, deputies noticed the presence of beer cans within the vehicle. A 56-year-old man was found lying behind a nearby hay bale, according to Reynolds. The individual exhibited signs of intoxication, disregarded commands, and resisted law enforcement, leading to the use of a taser by deputies. Reynolds said that the 56-year-old man was arrested and charged with driving under the influence and leaving the scene of a crash. Lummis and Fetterman collaborate to streamline access to federal home repair funding. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis is co-sponsoring the Whole Home Repairs Act, a bipartisan effort with Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, aiming to streamline federal grants and loans for critical home repairs. According to Cowboy State Daily, the proposed five-year pilot program, modeled after a successful initiative in Pennsylvania, seeks to assist low- and moderate-income homeowners and small landlords in addressing the nationwide housing crisis. Lummis, a ranking member of the Committee on Housing, Transportation, and Community Development, emphasized the need to cut red tape. Lummis said this legislation is purely a way to cut red tape to make it easier for low-income families throughout Wyoming to access federal home repair grants. The senators argue that existing programs are bureaucratic, inefficient, and fail to fully address the extensive problems caused by years of deferred maintenance. Despite ideological differences, Lummis and Fetterman stress the importance of bipartisan collaboration in navigating the Senate and addressing House challenges facing both rural and urban communities. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.